Aaron Ralston was a man who lived for adventure. A seasoned climber and outdoorsman, he found solace in the beauty of nature and the thrill of scaling peaks and navigating rugged trails. The mountains, deserts, and canyons of the American West were his sanctuary, his playground. On a fateful day in April 2003, what began as a routine solo hike in Utah's Canyonlands National Park turned into a harrowing fight for survival. The morning was perfect, the sun kissed the jagged rocks, and the cool breeze whispered through the canyon walls. Aaron, full of energy and excitement, packed his gear and embarked on the Blue John Canyon Trail. He didn't tell anyone where he was going, assuming it would be another day of exploration and self-discovery. The narrow canyons were both thrilling and dangerous. As he climbed over a large boulder wedged between the canyon walls, the unthinkable happened. The massive rock shifted under his weight and came crashing down, pinning his right hand against the canyon wall. It happened so quickly that Aaron barely had time to react. The pain was immediate and searing, but worse was the realization, he was trapped. At first, Aaron tried to stay calm. He assessed the situation, believing he could free himself. Using his pocket knife, he chipped away at the rock, hoping to dislodge it. Hours passed, but the boulder didn't budge. By the first night, the gravity of his predicament began to sink in. The canyon grew cold, the desert wind biting at his skin. With no cell phone signal, no one knew where he was. His water supply was limited. Days passed. Aaron rationed his food and sipped water sparingly. He shouted for help, his voice echoing off the canyon walls, but no one came. Each night, he battled hypothermia, wrapping himself in his gear to retain warmth. Each day, he tried again to free his hand. As the fifth day dawned, Aaron was exhausted, dehydrated, and desperate. His water was gone, and he began to hallucinate. But amid his despair, he had a vision of himself as a father, holding the hand of a little boy. It filled him with a fierce determination. He realized that if he wanted to survive, he would have to make the ultimate sacrifice, amputating his own arm. With grim resolve, Aaron prepared himself for the unimaginable. He fashioned a makeshift tourniquet from the straps of his gear. Using the dull blade of his multi-tool, he began the excruciating process. The pain was unlike anything he had ever felt, but Aaron focused on the goal, freedom. After hours of agony, Aaron was finally free. Weak and bleeding, he knew the ordeal wasn't over. He still had to find help. Summoning what little strength he had left, he rappelled down a 65-foot cliff with one arm, a feat that would have been extraordinary even under normal circumstances. The sun was blistering, and his body was on the verge of collapse. As he walked 6 miles through the desert, he encountered a family of hikers. They immediately called for help, and within hours, a rescue helicopter arrived, airlifting Aaron to safety. Aaron's life was forever changed by the experience. He could have let the tragedy define him, but instead, he chose to rise above it. Losing his arm became a turning point, not a defeat. He realized the value of life, the importance of human connection, and the power of resilience. He shared his story with the world through a book and a film adaptation, 127 Hours. His message was clear: no matter how impossible a situation may seem, the human spirit is capable of extraordinary things.